Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Heated Erotica. Today I'm going to be reading a part of my book, Seductive Vibrations. It is the first book in the series. It is basically the first couple of chapters, so as far as erotica goes, it isn't explicit, because obviously it's right at the beginning of the book. But anyway, I will get started. The sound of the alarm waking me. I hate work. I hate university, and I hate mornings. Hitting the button, I look around myself. My life is nothing amazing. I live with my roommates, and I spend most of my time here at home, university, or work. I should be waking up in a hotel room somewhere, but no. This year, I failed at that. Groggily, I walk to the shower, climb in, and the water feels amazing today. Really needs to go fast. Tonight even needs to go quicker. I honestly just need tomorrow to arrive, like right now. Climbing out the shower, I get dried. My eyes are looking around. Soon, I'll be home. Tonight won't be long or late. Then I can relax here. Walking out my bedroom, it is quiet. I quickly grab food and embark on walking to university. I don't like driving, if it isn't far. My mind is flying away, every thought running through it. Stepping into university, I can't help but smile. A few hours to take my mind off today. Yet deep down, I know this isn't going to happen. Not at all. Hi, Elena. Looking up, it is Megan, a university friend. I wouldn't consider her a friend, just someone I see here a lot. Once I leave, I don't really speak to or keep in touch. Hi, Megan. How are you? Smiling at her, I sit down. She takes a seat next to me. I'm good. Going away tonight for a week. I can't wait. It's my sister's wedding in 5 days, so I'm looking forward to it. She looks happy and smiles. I just nod. I'm not a people person. I just want to get my course done and leave, to be honest. That sounds crazy and mean, but I like the simple life now. University took so long, and to be honest, she kept talking to me and all I wanted was the time to pass. She wanted to communicate and I just wanted to be left alone. Today isn't a good day. I need to stay at work late tonight, but I know it's not possible. With it being my birthday, I'd rather avoid it at all costs. I have not celebrated my birthday in so many years. So, I know my work won't take long. I know I can't leave late. I know I can't use it as an excuse. Why? Because I work in telesales. There's no goals to meet before I go home. As soon as that clock reaches 6 o'clock, I have to leave. I sound fed up. People I'm on the phone to can easily tell that I'm fed up. I'm getting no sales. I'm getting nowhere. I really want to be at work, yet I don't sound like I do. I can't use it as an excuse to escape my birthday. As soon as it reaches 6, everybody's packing up, rushing off, trying to get out. Obviously, they hate work. Me, I'm trying to go slow. As slow as I can. And walking up, I go even slower. Maybe it won't be as bad as I think. Granted, I have not celebrated my birthday since I first got with Max. Birthdays are not something to celebrate. That is when all the abuse started. On my birthday. I am hoping it is something at the flat. Just something small, a gathering, nothing too big. Opening the door, I brace myself, ready for a flat full of people I don't even know. Here to celebrate my birthday. I turn on the light and the flat is empty. Not even Georgina or Liam is in. Well, this is a benefit. Smiling, I begin walking in and head straight for the fridge to grab a drink, noticing the note on it. Get ready, get dressed and be beautiful. I will be back at 7. Georgina. Ever the urgent, she just can't write in lowercase. The thing is, I avoid my birthday every year. I plan trips away, I go to my parents, anything to avoid Georgina's mad, crazy parties. I was so busy this year, I totally forgot about my birthday coming up. I forgot to plan something when Georgina brought it up. It was too late. She had already planned my birthday party. Apparently, though, it's not at home. I guess I should get ready. The last thing I want is Georgina coming back, me not being ready and her complaining that we will be late. Once again, I jump in the shower and standing there and wondering what is happening tonight. I have a bad feeling about it though, but I should enjoy myself. I should, for a change, celebrate that I am alive. getting dried, I start looking through the cupboard for what I can wear. Thinking of Georgina, my eyes glance at the dresses, something that never gets worn anymore. To be honest though, I don't want to wear a dress. It is my birthday, I want to feel comfortable and not like I'm going over the top. So I grab some jeans and a shirt. I add a pair of black boots and it's a safe bet. It's comfy yet suitable for pubs, clubs, cinema, pretty much anything. Walking into the living room, I have half an hour before 7, so I sit on the sofa with my feet up and watch TV. Glancing up, it's 7:05, and as always, Georgina is late. The door opens and Georgina is stood there looking at me, shocked. "You are not ready. I left you a note saying to be ready for 7. Did you not see it?" She runs over and grabs my arm, pulling me from the sofa. I look at her and point down to my clothes. "I am ready." "See, I don't wear these to work, do I?" Looking at her, I can't help but wonder what she thought I was going to wear. "Not a chance, you're wearing something better than that." Her finger points at me up and down. She disapproves. Not a shock. This is Georgina. I had a feeling this would happen. Looking at her in shock, my head shaking, she just smiles. "When was the last time you went out, like out, and actually enjoyed yourself and showed yourself off before Max, so move it." Pushing me, she drags me into the bedroom. She throws the closet door open, rifling through it, she's throwing clothes all over. Always messy, as usual, but I can't help but smile. That's just Georgina. She turns round and throws me a dress. "Put this on, hurry up, we are going to be late." Grabbing the dress, I look at it. Yeah, this is definitely Georgina's style and not mine. Low cut, very low cut, a black thigh-high dress with a slit slipping into it. I feel like I have nothing on. Grabbing a pair of shoes, I put them on. I stand there and look at myself, feeling ready. Right, I'm ready. She turns and looks at me and her face falls straight away. Okay, she disapproves of the shoes, I should have known that. Flat, simple and no heels. "Put these on. Don't wear them. You're not 50, Elena. Actually, just throw them out altogether." She grabs the shoes and throws them in the bin. I start putting the ones on she gave me. Standing up, I feel myself wobble from the heel height. Standing in front of the mirror, I look at myself. I am nothing special. Not even average. My hair bright red, hard to miss. Green eyes, slender, yes, but still not good. I feel Georgina's arm wrapping around me. "We look amazing, don't we?" She grins, turning to look at her reflection. I look at her. Now she is fantastic. Georgina has the long legs, the blue eyes, the auburn hair. Her body is impressive. The benefit of going to the gym, I guess. Georgina is a woman that every man hangs around at clubs and bars hoping for a chance. Me stood here next to her, I have no chance with any guys. She is stunning, and I am less than average. "Come on, we will be late. The taxi has been waiting for us." She starts pulling my arm and I wobble again, grabbing hold of something as she pulls me out of the door. I hate my birthday and sometimes I really hate Georgina for making me go out. Walking downstairs, we climb in the taxi, my nerves kicking in, stomach flipping and worry rising inside me. I have not been out since just after I met Max, my ex, a person I want to forget and move on from, a person who destroyed my life so quickly. The truth is though, I have not been the same since Max. I seem to be stuck in my mind space of being afraid to leave the house, fearful of men, afraid of myself, but mostly I have no self-esteem left at all, none. Every bit has been ripped away from me. While I keep trying to find it, every time I saw a bit of my self-esteem coming back, his face would be there, ready in my mind to steal away. "What? Oh yeah, we'll be there in 2 minutes. Stop complaining." Georgina's voice snapping me out of my memories. She hung up the phone, turned to face me. "Just Liam, complaining we're late. You will love it, Elena. Honestly, you will." Liam's my other flatmate. He is into all things tech, gaming, cameras, computers. I don't see the fascination with it, to be honest. Why waste time sat there pressing buttons? He is nice, though. He has mousy blonde hair and green eyes. He is more like a brother to me than anything. But he's training to be an electrician at the university. The taxi stops, looking at the big lights there, a nightclub. Of all the places, Georgina had to pick a nightclub. My mind is screaming at me to run and fast. Just go home and avoid all this. But the effort Georgina has put into this, I can't be so cruel. We get out and walk in. The music is loud. That doesn't bother me. It's the masses of people that I don't know that worries me. I invited everyone, so I hired the whole place just for your party. So that you will know everyone. Georgina smiles and hugs me. I look around and I know no one here. Where is Liam? I know him at least. I can't stop myself laughing at the thought that she thinks I know these people. Walking in, people keep coming over. You would expect them to at least wish me a happy birthday. Instead, they just smile at me. Greet Georgina. And some don't even look at me. Some don't even smile. It's like I don't exist, which is happy. I'm happy with that. Walking through the crowds, my eyes finally spot Liam. I can see him. He is standing with someone. No doubt another student from the university. See, look, Liam is there. Who is he with? Georgina walks ahead, reaching them. She stops and hugs the guy. He is big, his arms have tattoos. And while I am walking towards him, I feel like I'm going super slow. Staring at him, why do I feel such a pull towards this guy? I don't even know. My heart begins racing, and I feel like there is a magnet drawing me to him. My hairs are standing up. Georgina's arm is rubbing against his, just like Georgina would with any hot guy. Reaching them, he turns and I am frozen. Wow. I can't stop myself staring. Who is he? You must be Elena. Happy birthday. His eyes look at me. I look up to him. He is big, muscle-wise big. He has tattoos on his neck as well. His smile is soft and gentle. Why do I feel an urge to touch him? Why do his tattoos make me so weak? Hi? Really? Is that all I can think of saying? Hi. And it is a weak hi. I should be more like Georgina. I should be confident, rubbing his arm, making it known I am interested. Georgina, this is Jackson, my brother. I look towards Liam, his brother. The difference is massive. Jackson stands around 5'9" and his hair is amazing with his perfect eyes. Why is my hair standing up? I feel like I just want to walk into a freezer. Oh, hey, and thank you. Finally, words exist in my mouth. I must look like a right fool. But something about him makes me want him. It's making me nervous, and I have not felt this way in ages. I want to touch him. Looking towards Georgina, I can see it on her face as well. In that case, I have no chance. No chance at all if she's interested. I don't stand a chance. So I will give up the fight before it even starts. She wins. She gets him. I will just wait for tonight to end. Well, let's get a drink. And tonight, you are dancing, Elena. Georgina drags me to the bar. Jackson watches as we walk off. Wow, who would have thought Liam's brother would be so hot? I mean, yeah, okay, Liam isn't that bad. But wow, the difference. Georgina smiles at me. I certainly have no chance. Not even in hell would I have a chance. He is, yes. Good luck. I give in. Just like that, I won't win. I won't fight for a guy either, and clearly I am not ready. Fact is, I don't get why women fight over a guy. I don't understand how a guy can cheat, and rather than be angry at the guy, women fight over him like he's the perfect man. I, for one, won't fight to win a guy. We grab our drinks and walk back to Liam and Jackson. Sitting down, I start drinking, and I feel so out of place. Like I'm in a place full of people who know each other, and I know no one. On the plus side, there is booze, so I'll stay for a few hours and go home. No doubt Georgina and Liam will be here all night. Come dance, Georgina grabs and pulls me up. Slowly I get up and walk with her. I hate dancing. Standing there dancing, I feel so out of place watching the guys crowd around us. I seriously hate this. I feel like I have no space to breathe. The song finishes and I make a run for it, sitting back down at the table. Liam and Jackson are standing right near the dance floor, watching Liam walk onto it and beginning to dance. He is amazing. Georgina comes quickly over and grabs Jackson's hand, pulling him to the dance floor. her body all over him, her hands grabbing him and stroking his body. I kind of feel sorry for him, yet at the same time, I am laughing inside. I feel sorry for any guy who agrees to dance with Georgina. She's not subtle at all. If she likes you and you're dancing with her, she will sure make sure you know it and you can't escape. Picking up my phone, I look at the time. It's nearly 12. Time passes quickly when you want to go home, apparently. But at least I can leave soon. I will give it another hour. I need to be at work tomorrow anyway, so I can't stay late, and I need my job too much to call in sick. Just sitting watching, I watch as Jackson makes a slip, quickly escaping Georgina. She looks around for him, and then quickly quits. Instead, she starts dancing with another guy. I admire her confidence and ability to make it known she likes someone. Hey! Crap. Jump in, I turn, and there he is, standing behind me. Jackson walks around and sits next to me, covered in sweat. I see Georgina is testing your dance skills. I start laughing at him and he looks worn out. That is her testing her dance skills. I would hate to see her trying it on with a guy. He laughs at him back. She's feisty, isn't she? His head begins shaking as he looks towards where she is dancing. Yes, that is Georgina for you. You didn't seem to be doing all that bad yourself with your dancing. Let's be honest. He looks at me and laughs like I have lost my mind. I was hoping I would pass out, fall over, or anything to escape her. She really isn't easy to slip away from, is she? His heart's laughing and I have to agree, she isn't at all. The thing is with Georgina, when she finds something and she likes it, she doesn't tend to let it go or let it slip between her fingers, so she'll be kind of glad, I explained to him. He looks to Georgina, then back to me and shakes his head. Not my type, not all. Anyway, enough of it, it's your birthday. Liam was saying you're studying business and accounting. He looks at me like he's interested in what I have to say. How is that even possible when he could easily have Georgina? I am, yes. I want to eventually start my own business. I don't know what, but I would like to give it a try. And as for accounting, I figured I'd cut down costs and stuff. I smile at him. He's the first guy, other than Liam, I have felt okay around and not like I needed to run. That is good. I own my own businesses. It's a lot of work, but you know it's worth it. And it's something to pass on to the younger generations. Nodding, I have to agree with him there. Ah, right. I always thought you was in the Navy. Or was Liam just trying to pick up his brother before we met him? I can't help but laugh. It is something Liam would do. He tells little lies, little fibs to make his life so much better. But he did say that Jackson was in the Navy. No, I am in the Navy. But I'm home now. Though more than likely to stay. I don't think I will have any missions to do soon. So he was in the Navy. I smile, my mind trying to think of something to say. Well, that'll explain why I've not met you then. In 2 years I've known Liam. And we haven't. In these 2 years I've never once met Jackson. I haven't seen the pictures of him, nothing. To be honest, Liam could have made him up and we wouldn't have had any idea about it. Yeah, well, thing is, well, Liam is my brother and we are close. We're not that close. There is a lot about me that he doesn't know. A lot about my life, which is how I like to keep it. He laughs and shakes his head, and all I can think of is why. And then I think about Liam, and I know why. Liam is a child at times. So I suspect certain aspects of Jackson's life requires adults and not children. So why don't you think you will be going on any more missions? I stopped myself. Why did I ask that? Maybe it was too personal. He looks at me like he's debating telling me. He then turns round and looks back at me and says, I have been doing it for over 10 years. I could stop any time I want, and I feel now is the right time. But I always feel pulled back in. Honestly, I think it's time to say goodbye to that part of my life now. He seems so genuine, caring and kind. It amazes me how he is sitting with me, rather than with Georgina. I look down at myself. I'm nothing special. Why has he chose me over Georgina? Sitting, we talk for longer. Then he smiles at me like he realises something. His smile melts my heart. I feel like I want to touch him, kiss him. And I have not felt like that about a guy in years. Hey, isn't it your party? And, you know, your night. Isn't this night meant to be for you? Why are you sat in this corner looking like a baby? I laugh at his baby comment. It's all too funny. Well, I would rather sit in the corner, unlike baby. She had no choice. Her daddy put her there. Me, I'm happy here hiding, considering the fact I don't do this. My finger points around parties, people and things. I have not done it in years. My ideal night and my birthday night would have been watching TV with a glass of wine. Or any alcohol, really. You can tell that, seeing as the only people I know here are Liam and Georgina. I don't get out much. He laughs and it's perfect. His eyes are perfect. I feel drawn to him. My heart is quickening. What is happening to me? I need to sort my mind out. If I don't, I will be hurt when he isn't interested. Which he isn't. Why would he be? I'm too broken anyway. And men would find out and just run. Well, you should at least enjoy your birthday, even if it's just a bit of it. He smiled. Oh, his smile. I can't stop imagining his lips kissing me, slipping into my mind. What am I doing? I have no chance. Sitting there, I tell myself, he's been friendly, Elena. That is all, friendly. Why am I telling me to go for it? If Georgina isn't his type, I certainly won't be. To be honest, I have work at 10, so tonight would have been an early night anyway. His hand reaches in his pocket, my eyes watching, catching a glimpse of his bulge, my eyes locking on it. What am I doing? I cover my eyes to try and stop myself from staring. I can walk you home if you like, it's nearly 2. My eyes dart up to him, his phone in his hand. He winks at me. Flip, how can I say no to him? I should. He's Liam's brother, and Georgina wants him. Yet at the same time, I want to say yes. I should go home. I really should. I have work tomorrow. Okay, thank you. What I'll do is I'll find Georgina and Liam and let them know I'm leaving. He nods and quickly standing up, I walk to the dance floor. Liam is there dancing away. Walking towards him, his eyes catch me and he smiles. Elena, you finally came over to dance. His hand grips my wrist, moving towards him. I should dance at least once with him. Dancing, I look up at his face, and his expression is all too well known. Please don't kiss me. What the hell, Liam? I shouldn't be dancing. Stopping, I look up at him. Why is he really going to kiss me? His hand still gripping my wrist. I really can't do this. Liam, I am going home. I have work tomorrow, and I'm really shattered. Jackson has offered to walk me home. But I hope you and Georgina enjoy the rest of the night. I start to pull my hand away. His look right there in his eyes, I can see that he wants to kiss me. Quickly it turns to anger, but he isn't looking at me. His eyes look straight past me to Jackson. I don't want to cause trouble, especially not between him and Jackson. Fine. Yes, we'll be home late. He turned, letting go of my hand, his face cold. He hates me. I know he does. Maybe I should have been gentler about Jackson walking me home instead of just blurting it out. But I didn't want him to kiss me. He continues to dance. He really isn't happy. I don't exactly want to face Georgina if she's going to react the same. I've told Liam. He will let her know. So I won't go searching. Walking back to Jackson, he stands up. All sorted and I'm ready to go. He looks at me and smiles. Why do I feel so attached to him? Come on then, kitten. Let's get you home. Kitten? Really? Why did that word turn me on so much? I look at him. Why did he even call me kitten? Walking out together, we get stopped. Georgina standing here looking at us both. He walks by and stands at the entrance waiting for me. She doesn't look pleased to see me leaving with Jackson at all. Where are you two going? She looks at me, then looks at Jackson. She doesn't look happy at all. It is nearly 2. I made it past midnight. That for me is amazing. However, I sense a not happy look is that I'm leaving with Jackson and he isn't staying here. I'm just going home. Jackson's going to walk me. Remember, I've worked more. I will send him straight back to you, don't worry. She looks worried, though. Are you sure you want to do that, Elena? She looks at him, then to me. I think to myself, have him walk home? Of course I do. He's Liam's brother, and for some reason I feel I can trust him more than I can trust Liam. Walking past her, I don't answer, or wait for any other objections she might have. I reach Jackson, smiling. He grabs my hand and links it through his. We begin walking back to my place. Maybe not such a great idea. Well, we live close to the centre. We live close to the university, not the clubs. It will be at least a 20-minute walk home, and my feet are already killing from the dancing. But I'm not going to complain. So, anyway, Liam didn't look happy that you were leaving. Jackson looks at me. He didn't, and I don't think it was the fact I was leaving. More that I stopped him before he was about to kiss me. Bob won't tell Jackson that. Yeah, to be honest, I think they just forgot that this isn't me anymore. He turns and looks at me, cocking his brow. A clear question on his mind. Anymore? So you used to enjoy things like this before? Nodding, I can't deny. And a best answer. Yes. As in, used to, but not anymore. Things change. Things happen, and well, I never really feel comfortable around people anymore. I can see he has so many more questions, but he doesn't ask, which I'm grateful for. We reach the apartment. Standing at the door, he stood in front of me, my body screaming for him to kiss me. I want him to kiss me. Why can't I stop thinking about his lips on mine? My teeth bite down on my lip, looking at him. How can I feel such a pull to someone I don't even know? Well, you know, it would be nice to be invited in for a quick drink. You know, to say thank you for walking you home and all. Nodding, I agree. Unlocking the door, we walk up to the apartment. Walking in, I feel the electricity between us, and I can't ignore it. It feels so weird. What do you want to drink? My voice quivers as I look at him, sat on my sofa. My sofa? How did I manage to get him here sitting on my sofa? Coffee, if you have any. I walk back to the kettle and switch it on, talking to him from the kitchen. Carrying the coffee through, I sit down with him, my hair standing up. I look at him, realising that I hadn't seen him drink tonight. So he didn't drink much tonight? He looks at me and nods. I'm not much of a big drinker. Maybe once or twice, but not often. I prefer to keep a level head. Nodding, I understand that. But sometimes drinking can be the perfect way to hide feelings. Anyway, how about university? You go there, right? No friends or fellas? Is that his way of asking if I'm single, without being outright about it? Or is he just making conversation? I look at him and think about it. I have university friends. I call them that because once I leave university, I don't really talk to them. As for fellas, not in a long time. Too busy for that commitment. Okay, the last part is a lie, but I can't tell him the truth. The truth would make him run. He looks at me like I've said something crazy. Like me not having any man in a long time is just wrong. The cups are empty and the room falls silent. And I can't stop thinking about his lips against mine. My heart begins to quicken, feeling myself grow wet at the thought of him. What is going on with me? Looking around, I grab the cups and quickly make an escape into the kitchen. I'll wash them, I'll calm down, and then I will go back. I'm thinking to myself, I can't go sit next to him feeling like this. Standing there washing, I can feel the pull, and I just know he's behind me. Good Lord, how am I going to cope? How do I sense him so close to me so well? Turning, I face him, and he slips closer, my hair standing up, my body screaming for him to touch me. I feel like a kitten in the gaze of a wolf. His body moves forward, without even a chance to think, his lips push against mine. It's so perfect, I can't stop myself. Kissing back, I wrap my arms around his neck, pulling him to me. I need this, I need him. His kiss is forceful, yet amazing. I start struggling to breathe and feel dizzy. He's making me dizzy. His hands cut my ass, lifting me onto the kitchen worktop. And his arms start to grab my hair, pulling it, exposing my neck. As his mouth starts to kiss down it, the moisture building between my legs. And my hands begin to run down his shoulders. What am I doing? My fingers begin unfastening his buttons, reaching the last one. My hands slide up his chest. My body screaming at the feel of him, pushing his shirt down over his shoulders. His growl is loud as his hands rip the dress open. It falls around my waist, his mouth kissing down, reaching my breasts, slowly kissing them, his teeth biting down gently. My moans get louder, my fingers unfastening his trousers as my hands begin sliding down inside, feeling his hard shaft, throwing my head back as his mouth keeps teasing down my body. My moans getting louder. This is not me at all. But I can't stop myself. I don't want to stop myself. My hand just instantly grabs his cock, slowly stroking it, feeling the hardness making me wet. My moans getting louder as his lips touch mine again. His arms wrapping around me, pulling me to him. My legs wrap around him, and I feel his cock pushing against my pussy, and I moan. His hands grip my thong, ripping it, throwing it to the floor. I pull him towards me as his cock pushes into my sex. The door swings open, looking up. Georgina and Liam stand there staring at us. I put my head down. All I can think is I want the hole to swallow me up. I am half naked. You may as well say I am naked, with my legs wrapped around a guy on the kitchen side, and them two are staring at me. I keep putting my head down, trying to hide myself. His cock still right at the entrance, and all I want to do is cover up. I want to pull him to me and continue at the same time. Leaning against him, I try to hide my face and body. Why would I do this here? The door to get into the apartment leads straight to the kitchen. The tension is so strong. Liam is glaring at Jackson. Georgina is ready to laugh. Please, anyone talk. I look at them, waiting for someone to say something. You do realise I actually have to cook there, right? Oh, no. No, no, no. Not Georgina, please. Looking up to her. She makes me laugh. Her cook. None of us can cook. I would be laughing if I wasn't half naked, wrapped around a guy. Jackson starts to button up his trousers, his hands slipping up my arms and pulling what's left of my dress up, lifting me down from the kitchen side. He leans down and grabs his shirt. He looks at me, smiling. Oh, Elena, don't look so embarrassed. You should probably get a room next time, though. Georgina laughs at the expression on my face. No need, I should be leaving. And Elena needs sleep anyway for work. He kisses my forehead and walks out, Liam chasing after him. No doubt to argue with him. Warn him off and tell him to stay away. So that is pretty much the first chapter from book one. As I've said, it isn't very erotic. What I am going to do is I'm going to read the book in sections, but I will also be doing a separate part of a podcast which will just have the erotic scenes. I hope you've enjoyed it, and the next part will be up in the next couple of days. Thank you for listening.